Good morning. We're glad you're here. Just a couple quick things. One, that you guys may have heard of a plane crash yesterday going from Calgary. They were going to BC on a small plane. Six young people, they were all Alliance people. They were going for a stag, and somehow the plane, after it left Calgary shortly afterwards, crashed. And so if you're thinking, there are families from our church in Calgary, and so I just encourage you to be praying for them this week. Yesterday I was reading in Romans 12:12, and the second part of the verse said, if you're experiencing trouble, be patient and keep praying. And the answer in the things going on in our lives very much is to keep praying. We're going to start this morning by singing. You can stand if you like.
on. It's a problem of being tall. There, fixed. All right, good morning, everyone. I have never been on this side. This is like going to a different church over here. Wow. There's more of you here than there. I think I'm going to stay over here from now on. Wow. Well, welcome to church today. It's a beautiful day to be in church. We could be out camping, fishing, boating, all kinds of stuff, but here we are. We're here for the Lord. All right, so our announcements today. If you'd like to give today, and remember, we always love it when you do, with an offering box, you can put your tithes in at the back. And another way is through the e-transfer system using the church's email address. Do I need to tell you? Everybody knows what it is, right? MoranvilleAlliance@shaw.ca. Okay, Children's Nursery and ARC Sunday School are now on summer break, so you'll find crayons and papers to color while you're in the service. That's for those who are not paying attention to what Lewis is saying. So today, as part of our service, we're going to be celebrating with those who are going to be baptized. I have it on good authority that the water is extra wet today. Might even be cold. So that's going to happen at some point later in the service. And we will be running our Summer Jam children's program. It is the third weekend, August 14th to 18th. So now we have already 90 children registered. So please be praying for those organizing and those that are volunteering. If you've worked with 90 children in one room, you know you need prayer. So youth group is off for the summer, but they will still be doing a few outings which they'll post when it's time. Now at the end of the service, if you want prayer or you need prayer, there will be people stationed in the back corner to pray with you and for you. Now, finally, we have Rachel. She's going to come up and talk with us. Let's give a big hand to Rachel. Whew. Thank you, Rachel. A little bit there, not shorten it. We'll just lower it. Yeah. All right, yours.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Rachel Marek. My sister and I are taking over Summer Jam, the administrative side of it this year. And we do have quite a few volunteers, but we are still needing two more crew leaders for the Summer Jam. And we need them to be age 12, but going into grade 7. So they can be 12, but we prefer the going into grade 7. And we do still have a few more supplies that we need. They're posted up on the board. If you walk out here to your left, so there's a few slips there. So if you wouldn't mind taking a look at those and seeing what you guys can supply for us. That's everything. Thank you very much. For the crew leading?
Yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah, or you can email me or text me or phone me. I believe my information is in the church directory. But yeah, so give me a shout for that. Thank you very much, guys.
That silence is the enemy. Let praise be a weapon that conquers all anxiety. Let it rise. Let praise arise. We see your name in the dark and it changes everything. We sing with all we are and we claim your victory. Let it rise, let praise arise. like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. We see you break down every wall. We lost the giant's soul. We cannot survive when we praise you. The God of victory's on our side. Forever left in line. With all creation crying, God, we praise you. We see you break down every wall. We watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of victory's on our side. Forever left in line. With all creation
of God. Oh, it chases me down fire. could earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Yeah, 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 yeah. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light. Till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dark.
We encourage you to turn and greet each other. Look how calm the dark side is. The light side needs to learn something from you. We're going to now have this morning scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. That song we just sang, The Reckless Love of God, just that verse that says he leaves the 99. You'll see it here in this scripture. We're reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of the sheepfold, rather than going through the gate, must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant, so he explained it to them. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life.
Amen.